This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, show, grab me another silver bullet, Bob.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, you're going to need another Coors Light. I need another silver bullet. I need a little bit of that chill. Ain't no doubt about it, boy. You got to choose chill on a Monday like this. Reaction Monday. Texans get that ass whooped by the Tennessee Titans, the lowly Tennessee Titans. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not a real emotional guy. I don't put a lot of stock into the color of the jerseys. I really don't care to go out on a limb and speak harshly to the ownership of the Titans. And it just really doesn't do a whole lot for me right now. I've been in the game for about 5 or 6 years. I'm a little bit over it, to be completely honest with you. But it's painful to listen, or more so, I'm a social media thumber. It's painful to thumb and see Will Levis, and some of it's Will Levis himself, and some of it's, you know, just the Titans social game and the Titans fan base and their social game. It's painful. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's really painful. But grab you one of them cold Coors Lights.
It felt like it ripped my nuts off.
Yes, I mean not quite that, Tyler. But gut punch, absolutely. I feel like I saw this one coming. It almost had to be blindsided for it to rip those off. For that to get that particular feeling. Guys, I want to go back real quick and because I'm going to do something that is probably a little bit dangerous here. I'm going to speculate a bit. I feel pretty confident in it, or I wouldn't do it. There's some reasons why this team is pissy poor. There's some reasons why this team is nowhere near one of the top teams in the AFC. And all you got to do is listen to the head coach. By the way, the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, 3 o'clock was on right here on Sports Radio 610 live with us. If you're listening via the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, if you're not, make sure you download it. You can hit that rewind feature and go back and listen to D'Amico Ryans when he speaks. But D'Amico's, he's telling us, guys and gals, he's telling us, giving us a little peek behind the curtain, what's wrong with this football team, right? What I want you to do, number one, Tyler, let's start on the offensive side of the football, all right? I believe the question was, not that it matters, but I believe the question was something about the second half problems for the offense. And I want you to listen up real close to what D'Amico Ryans says here, and in particular, how elementary the things are that he highlights throughout this soundbite right here.
It's different plays at different times. I think when I look at it offensively, like we, you know, being there in third down and having two pre-snap penalties to put ourselves in third and long, like that can't happen, right? And those are things we can control, especially being here at home. Like we have to control those things, and it goes back to the point of being locked in onto the snap and what we're going on, from going on to, whatever it may be. We all have to be on that. Like that takes no effort, right? And we have to be on those things. And those are things, little things like that, that set us back. Like, or being in the right spot, on a route, whatever the case may be. It's things like that that we're still hurting ourselves. So is that those things happen in the first half as well, right? There are mistakes that happen all throughout the game, but just the second half.
See that? See, D'Amico let his guard down right there because Miss Kim was the one asking the question. You heard that tone. That tone changed.
She lulled his ass to sleep.
Lulled
him to comfort.
Well, I just think there's a respect factor there with Miss Kim. Miss Kim does her thing, rightfully so. She deserves it. And I think D'Amico let his guard down a little bit.
For years, yes.
Yeah, I think D'Amico let his guard down right there a little bit, right? So think about what D'Amico Ryans just said. Gave you a little peek behind the curtain. What happened on the Nico Collins touchdown that would have gave you the lead, right? You got Tank Dell and Joe Mixon moving, right? What happened a little bit earlier in the game? I think two drives before that, when you're in third and six, right? First down, Nico drops the ball. Second down, don't run it. What the hell are you doing, Bobby Sloat? He runs the football. He gets your team to third and six because he ran the football. Third and six, what happens? Laremy Tunsil moves early. Boom, back it up. Now you're third and 11. What happens? Juice Scruggs moves. Now you're in third and 16.
At home.
That's the key right there. This football team, think about this, Ron. This football team right now cannot, because it's not. They didn't just happen once, not twice. It happened three times, and that's just off the cuff right now. I'm sure it happened more than that. This team cannot simply go on to in their own damn house. And you want people to believe that you legit have a chance to make a run in the playoffs.
And this week, Clint, it wasn't because the other team's fan base took over.
No.
This was just y'all.
No, hell no. This was you. This is your. It's a lack of focus. It's a lack of discipline. It's either you're overwhelmed with the moment. Take your pick. None of it's good. You don't have a chance to make a run in the playoffs. What does a home field advantage matter? What does it matter if you have a playoff game? Your ass can't go on two in your own building, right? Or how are we working on that in practice? How many reps are we getting on the old basic, the old simple things done savagely well, like going on two, using your snap count as a weapon when you're at home? This team, your head coach just told you, this team can't simply stay on sides in their own building when noise is not a factor. And we're talking about Joe Mixon, Tank Dell, Juice Scruggs, and Laremy Tunsil. We're talking about two wily vets that are well respected around the league, and two youngsters, second, third year guys that have a lot of game under their belt now, right? We can't go on two in our own damn building. You ought to be embarrassed. It's not ha ha ha, it's week 12, we'll get everything fixed. Your ass ought to be embarrassed, right? Let's go to the next point that he makes, right? Not getting to your spot. I know a lot of people let that fly right under the radar. What did C.J. Stroud tell us last night after that football game, right? He couldn't see John Mechie. He threw the ball blind. It turned into an interception. So here we are, the coaching staff, right? Hey, we got confidence in you, man. We trust you. Let's go get points when there's just seconds left on the board at the end of the first half. We like what you're doing, man. We feel good about it. The offensive coordinator dials up a quick. He's got a guy wide ass open, and we can't get to our spot. You know how football 101 that is? You know how football 101 it is on a spot route to not get to your spot? Again, whether that's on CJ or it's on John Mechie, you know how football 101 that is? You know how basic that is in the game? If you can't simply get to your spot in the pass game on a spot route, and that's not 10 out of 10, 100% completion, you have zero chance of winning a playoff game. You have zero business being in the top teams in the AFC conversation. Those are two simple things offensively. Tyler, let's move to the defensive side of the football. Here's D'Amico Ryans from a little earlier, and he was asked specifically about the explosive plays, and he was asked specifically about Eric Murray's explosive play on the or that he gave up on the big touchdown.
Yeah, we're going to run our defense. We just have to play the defense the right way. Like, so our underneath coverage has to be in a better spot so the guy isn't just running free. So underneath coverage has to be better, and our rush has to be better. So everything is tied together. It's not just highlighting one guy. That's not on E. Murray.
Look, we're underneath. I'm really focusing on the underneath coverage has to be in a better place, right? What that's telling me, here's the reality. And I asked Jimmy Ward about this last night, and Jimmy kind of, he just yes-sired me kind of deal and didn't really go into any depth on the answer. But here's a reality of the Texans defense, right? You are a pressure defense. D'Amico Ryans is willing to take the risk of giving up a big play, and he's going to bank on his rushers, his pass rush, to get there. And when I say get there, it's either a sack, it's a pushing an offensive lineman, driving into the lap of the quarterback, it's a getting a free shot, and right as the quarterback starts to deliver the football, you hit him in the chin, you're at his legs, you're in his chest, and the quarterback can't finish the throw, so it's an errant throw. That is who the Texans are defensively. We sit around here and talk about, well, hell, there's been receivers behind these DBs all year long.
Yes.
Right? And Ron, you and I sat there and talked about it multiple times. Like, somebody at some point, somebody's going to hit one of these, and it's going to cost you points. It's happened all year long. It's exactly who the Texans are, right? So stick with me here. If that's who you are, and that's what you've been practicing all year long,
that's what's going to happen.
Right? And all you need is your underneath coverage. Because, look, the pass rush is different. Like, they can protect you with 7. They can protect you with 8. They can slide. They can do things. Like, you got to a lot of that is reactionary in the box. But from a coverage perspective, I know exactly what my coverage is when the ball snapped. Now, the formation and the motion may change up what I do, but when the ball is snapped, I know exactly what I'm trying to do and I'm trying to get accomplished, right? Whatever the defensive call was, this is the Eric Murray touchdown over the top that I'm talking about. When D'Amico Ryans says underneath coverage isn't in the right spot, you know what that tells me? That tells me in a pressure defense, Jalen Petrie's ass should have been out there and able to at least disrupt the release of the receiver that ends up catching the touchdown. Because here's what happens. When you don't disrupt that release, which he ran out there and the release did have to go around him, but there was no contact, there was no stir of the feet, he clearly didn't get the job done, right? And so now what happens is if the pass rush doesn't get there immediately, that receiver is on the toes of your safety, who is expecting pressure to get there, expecting the ball to be either dead or the ball coming out. Now that receiver is on his toes immediately right now, and boom, he's beat over the top. Right? They had, think about that. You dialed up a pressure. D'Amico just told you, the pressure's got to get there. You dialed up a pressure and a wide receiver because your ass wasn't in the right spot to disrupt a release and a stem on a wide receiver. That receiver was able to make a double move at 12 to 13 yards deep. It may have been deeper now. I think it was 12 to 13 yards deep. Think about that. And when on a double move, not a 3 or 4 yard slant and go, sluggo, not a 5 or 6 yard hitch and go. No. A deep double move route on your safety. As I've said before, we can sit here and bitch about Eric Murray. That is not on Eric Murray. Maybe he's coached to grab him and he should have grabbed him, but that is the basic, and where I'm going with all this is we just talked about the offensive issues. Defensively, if you're a pressure defense and one of your starters, your true blue starters, can't be in the right spot to disrupt a vertical stem, your ass is not winning a playoff game. And the result, Ron, is exactly what you saw happen. Right? Because you can go over to Jimmy Ward. Jimmy Ward mentioned, I asked Jimmy Ward that question in the postgame last night. I didn't realize Jimmy Ward was one of them that gave. I wasn't thinking. I was just asking him the explosive.
Yeah, he said, Let me start with my play.
I didn't. I mean, obviously I knew it happened to him, but that wasn't where my mind was going. I just wanted him to explain from a secondary perspective the issue, right? I mean, the route that they ran on him, I mean, he'd been defending that route since he was 10 years old. It was verticals out of trips, right? You got a crosser, you got a vertical that gets on the safety, and you got a vertical down the sideline. It was football 101. Every high school in America runs that, right? I mean, it's hell, I ran it in high school and at Arkansas. That's how old that concept is, right? And he comes on there and tells you, yeah, right, I gave the guy basically what he was saying, by the way, is I gave the guy the wide side of the field, knowing that I can't run with that guy to the wide side of the field. Right. I mean, like if we can't do, and I know,
like he did against the Colts,
right?
Like he
yes.
did, like he.
Well, Ron, and look, things happen. I get it, man. People make mistakes, but we like literally, it's just one after another with this football team. And I, the problem for me is that it mirrors exactly what the hell the coaches, the general manager, the OC, the DC, it mirrors exactly what they say. Hey man, just got to execute. Hey man, just got to, we just got to, how in the hell do you have guys that don't know the landmark on a snag route?
Yeah, and that's why to me, I have said, and I've said this the last couple of weeks, and I know specifically going into the Cowboys game, I made a point that we talked about it, like, this has got to be some ownership of the players in this thing. And yes, the coaches have to get their piece of it, because hell, you're coaching it and you're allowing it. What do you say
you're either coaching it or allowing it.
That's the reality.
It don't just happen.
Yeah. and they got to get their point to it. They got to get their parts of it. But I mean, to some of the stuff you're saying, hey man, we're at home. We're going on two. You gonna jump off sides? Y'all gonna jump off sides or false start back to back times? Like you don't know the count? Like, come on, man. I hear you. Like, CJ, you got to get on their ass, and Bob, you got to get on their ass. There's some grown ass dudes that are playing in the National Football League that have to be able to go on two. Like, we got to be able to do it. Like, and I don't know how much that should be on CJ. Stuff like that should be on CJ and Bobby. Like, I'm not saying some of it, but come on, man. Like you said. Well, You know Jimmy Ward, you can't run on that. You can't run outside with him right there. Why would you not get your position?
Well, Ron, like my overall part to saying it is not to just single these guys out. I think the what I want to drive home is this is exactly who you are, right? I mean, you are a pressure defense. Like, if you're going to be a pressure defense in week 12, your ass better be able to get in the right spot. Right? Like the number one conversation that you have with your defense in training camp is like, guys, we're going to be a pressure defense. Jalen, if you don't disrupt this vertical stem, if you're not where you're supposed to be, he's going to hit his damn head on the goalpost. We cannot have you out of pocket here. And it's just like, again,
think those points are driven?
No, I mean, I don't. Well, like I said, Ron, if they're driven home and it's week 12, my ass would be on the numbers after guys give up these big plays. Like, I just don't, it's the damnedest thing, man. It's so frustrating. And this is the first time that I've heard D'Amico speak and just kind of, maybe it's the first time I've listened this intently, but like, and heard him give like football 101 stuff, man. I mean, it's just sickening. That we can't. I mean, I broke down a film that Texans Cap actually posted on social media and asked somebody to give to break it down to him like he's a fifth grader, I think. So I gave him about three paragraphs on this thing. Check it out. I reposted it at Clint Sterner on Twitter, and it's the most basic protection that you can have in football. It is a 5-0 protection, man protection. It's blatantly obvious. They're bringing five guys. Every one of those guys are in a track stance on the line of scrimmage. The easiest thing to do is to big on big, bob that sucker. And you put your big offensive lineman, each guy takes one of the five that's coming, you fan both sides, and you play football. And they somehow slide it, ask Daria Gumbawale to block a guy twice his size with a running start. And it's just one of those, like, this is the most basic stuff that you could possibly do. And they screw it up. Like, the thought of that football team that's doing those kind of things week 12, being a playoff, like a legit playoff caliber football team, to me, is out of pocket.
No better way to transition from that than to find out who our players of the games were. All right, there's some good moments in there. 713-572-4610. Those of you on the 5-hour energy fan line, and those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on it as well. Who in this brutal loss, who though is your player of the game? We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in on this Reaction Monday as The Drive is live. Remember, coming up after us, the Coaches Show with D'Amico Ryan's coming up at 5 o'clock. We're out early as he will sit down and you'll get to hear what he's got to say. And he's a man that you want to hear about. And maybe he goes in a little bit more depth on the not just the game, but the Jalen Petrie injury. If you're just stepping in, Jalen Petrie is going to miss some time. Partially torn pec. There is a potential for surgery, but that has not been decided yet. But maybe you'll hear what D'Amico has to say about that as we continue rolling through. T-Mill's best bets coming up a little bit later, as he had a great week last week. See if we could build on that again. Clint, are you still wearing them old ass headphones?
I am. Wow, what happened? Are they?
I'm just telling you, man.
What happened?
Man, you got to step in and get some new ones, man.
What you brought just that never, up? What happened?
I'm just saying you never know until you get new stuff. Clint, shout out again to Experimax West Houston. I am rolling with this new Mac that I got from there, Clint.
Yep.
And I mean it's a damn shame, fellas. And listen, this is very LeBron of me with the hair, or that gentleman I sent you a photo of. They got his haircut. It's a damn shame that I continue to roll through with that computer I had
that warped computer was warped. Yeah.
That was halfway open on the side.
Mm-hmm.
It's a damn shame. I mean, it's a whole new life right now. I mean, it is. I'm telling you, Clint, you just get you some new headphones. I feel 100 times better.
Fair.
Shout out to Dave and Tristan. I mean, y'all don't know what y'all done for me.
Well, Ron, anybody that has those products at those prices, those are the kind of people that you want to spend time around. Man, those are the kind of people that you want changing your life. And clearly they've changed your life, and indirectly, Tyler, Experimax has changed your life as well as mine, because now Ron can work more efficiently. And has just way more, at his fingertips. Just so much more at his fingertips to get creative with, and
really, Ron?
Yeah, that guy right there, man. Experimax has changed his life.
I was near times when people told me, and they were dead serious. Nobody's cracking smiles, that thing might blow up on me. That thing might catch.
Look here. I thought I was gonna get caught in the shrapnel was gonna catch me.
I looked because it was kind of bulging open on the side. I looked, there were so many crumbs and stuff on the side. It's a damn shame. But go get some headphones. By the way,
they got headphones over there.
They sure do.
Hey man,
they got headphones. They got headphones over there. So
I need to update my iPad too, man. They got big time products over there.
I'm just telling you. You put a brand new set of headphones on, Clint, you will be like, what in the hell have I been doing?
Yeah, I gotta have something that reminds me of where I started, man. You know, because you were stolen from the studio 4 years ago, man.
That's it.
I feel like it's the right thing to do. I've refused to put glue on the.
No, you've really dug in. You've LeBroned it. You've really dug in on this thing. All right, let's go to our Man Eye Institute Players of the Game. And I see some people texting in. Someone texted in Stephon Diggs because he didn't suck. That's that Tyler Milner spirit in you when they play games like this. But who is your Man Eye Institute of the Game? I'll start with mine, Clint. Mine is the guy who I picked for Mad Dog Mutt Days, which I've just wasted, Danielle Hunter. He had 3 sacks in the game. You heard D'Amico said.
Bad MF-er.
Danielle Hunter does some things with his pass rush moves that he's never seen anybody do, and that man's been around the league for a long, long time. He led the team in tackles as well. Clint tied for the team lead with 6 tackles, 3 sacks. He has been on a tear here of late. He was dominant in the front 7 against the Cowboys and dominant yesterday. So in a tough, tough game that the Texans had no business in the world losing, Danielle Hunter was a special, special player a lot of the times in that game.
Monster. Monster. The sacks were huge. The TFL right there, Ron, on the Titans' last drive to force the punt. Because if you remember correctly, I think they went and got 8 or 9 on first down. And D'Amico calls a timeout, and you're like, uh-oh, they convert this. It's going to be ugly. The very next play, they try to run the football, and somehow 55 is in the backfield and gets him for a 4 or 5 yard loss on a damn run play. I mean, he's an absolute monster. No doubt about it. He was by far the best player on the field yesterday. And I mean on the field. I mean both teams. He was an absolute monster. I tell you what, I'm going to go with a guy, and I'm taking a little unorthodox approach here. I'm going with Nico Collins. I'm going with Nico Collins. Ron, he did everything he could to win this football game for this offense that couldn't get anything going. We can start with the touchdown run. I mean, this is a guy that catches a ball over the middle of the field. He cuts it up the sideline, and I believe it was a touchdown. I believe the ref signaled touchdown. They may have reviewed it had it not gotten called back. I thought we were going to lose him for a concussion. I mean, he lowered his shoulder, and it was a nasty collision right there on the goal line. Earlier in one of the drives, a critical drive, maybe in the last drive. It was next to last drive. He's wide open on a 3rd and 4 and a 5 or 6 yard route. CJ throws it at his feet. This guy did everything he could, with the exception of dropping the screen coming out of halftime on the little boot throw, not a screen. He did all he could to help this offense actually move the football and score points. And so I'm gonna go. My player of the game was somebody that was had we not committed so many penalties, would have been absolutely in the running with another 100-yard game. And another 2-touchdown game, Ron. I'm going to go with Nico Collins just to be on the other side of the football. But Will Anderson had a monster game. There were a couple of guys in that defensive side of the ball that had monster games as well.
Shout out to Dominique Collins, who had a big, big game. All right, Tyler, who is your
Dominique Collins? Who is that?
that's his real name.
Who?
Nico. I didn't know it either. Had to look that up.
Hell, it took me a minute after you told me.
Okay, Dominique Stephon. All right, Tyler, who is your Man Eye Institute player of the game?
Yeah, the fella that Clint just mentioned, and the fella that was rushing the passer along with your guy, Daniil Hunter, Ron. I'm going with Will Anderson Jr. Yeah. He had 2 sacks on the afternoon, and he had the highest PFF grade of any Texan in Week 12, so I go with Will.
Yeah, and big for him coming back. You know, and looking just like himself, right? That was one thing we talked about, Clint, is, all right, hey, you initially said it may be into December. It may be down for the stretch run. And then that seemed to really pick up pace. And he came back this week, and I know we talked about it. Is he going to look like the guy that he did prior? And I'll be damned if he didn't. 2 sacks picking up right where he left off. So yeah, that's a good one there with Will Anderson who played his tail off. You found somebody on offense. Good for you, Clint.
I'm trying.
There you go. Yeah, that was a
boy.
I thought Dalton Schultz ran some good routes.
Do your job. Be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. Not have guys more than Nico do that pisses me off. So Nico gets it.
Yeah, he gets it. All right, coming up, T Mills best bets. We will get to those. And I want to revisit something we talked about earlier because I didn't give my thoughts on that. And I think some others maybe didn't give their thoughts on it as well. Where are you at with this team? Are you in a space where they can still fix whatever it is these issues are? And when they get a chance to get into the dance where they will host a game that they can make a run, or is this thing over and the sky is actually falling? We'll discuss that. Coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's right here live on the Drive.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, T-Mills, best bets coming up. What did you finish last week with? Let's say 19 to 27, 70%. Not bad.
Yeah, man, 70% mark. That's golden.
Not bad, not bad. It was 25% the week before, so that's a real jump up. I don't know if it was that low. So, big jump up. So get on that money train. Get on that money train. Some of you, if you continue to try to just go and fade him and go the opposite, you screwed up last week.
Yeah, you did.
So T-Mill's best bet's coming up here in just a bit. Remember, we are out at 5 o'clock because of D'Amico Ryan's and the Coach's Show. They will come up right after us at 5 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. And a really, really good and a really, really important Monday Night Football game for Texans fans to watch, because I think these are the two most likely opponents right now for the Texans in the postseason to come to NRG, the Ravens at the Chargers, the Harbaugh Bowl. So stay tuned and make sure you check that out and listen to that right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, Clint, we had the discussion there earlier about, you know, where are you at as a fan? And I see some people here chiming in as well on YouTube and Twitch, also on the text line here. And where are you as a fan? Are you in a place where, hey, it's a long season? Hey, you feeling Astros-like. It's a long season. All right? They still can fix these issues they have. Or are you in a space where the sky is falling? And I know, Clint, you said you deep off into the deep end right now.
Treading water.
Tyler, to me, was in the deep end the way he was talking earlier without a life jacket.
I like the river floating analogy, though, Ron. I like 6 hour float on the Guadalupe. We're 2 hours in. We've lost most of our beer and we've had an inner tube. In my case, one of my buddies, not a female, a buddy of mine's inner tube has busted and we're in a bad spot. We got 4 hours to go.
Yeah. Yeah, 4 hours to go and it ain't looking good.
Rain is the only thing that can make it worse.
Listen, let me tell you why I am closer to the sky is falling part. And, like, I would never get to sky is falling, Clint and Tyler, if I had the same confidence in C.J. Stroud that I had to start the year. That to me is where I have the sky is falling, because I have seen it, maybe not with the Texans. You have seen it with different teams all in the history of the NFL. The quarterback can fix problems, and you may have some struggles, but a quarterback that is a fixer can fix problems. And right now, I don't think he has confidence. And I can see that it is starting to get into a place where the team is questioning some sort of confidence they never did before. I mean, if you look at it, Clint, we had 1 week coming out where he's talking about he's got to be himself. He's got to play like himself and he's got to get back to the joy and whatever. And then the next week the team is pumping him up and pumping him up and pumping him up and pumping him up, but he's still blaming himself for everything and the play isn't changing. And if not changing, it's getting worse. He made two picks last year, Clint. I don't think he ever even came close to throwing balls like that last year when he was on route to, as you have said, the best rookie season you've ever seen. For me, the biggest reason, he is not the biggest reason, if this makes sense, Clint and Tyler, he is not the biggest reason, but for me, the reason why I moved to the sky is falling is I just don't have the confidence right now that he is the dude that played last year, and he is the dude that can fix things. And the CJ play is why I am in a space where I'm closer to the sky is falling.
Oh, that is very fair. I mean, because no matter what goes on with this team, if you've got the fixer at the quarterback position, you can win. You can overcome some major issues. And the reality of it is he's got the fixer in him. It's just not the move around with your feet, keep plays alive, create with your, you know, it's more of I'm going to beat you between the ears. And for whatever reason, the aggressive stuff has really, really taken a toll on that. So yeah, look, I agree with you, Ron. That's a part of it, but I think it's, and that's the tip of the spear, if you will. But boy, I mentioned it in the segment. Breaking down D'Amico's, his audio. I mean, you got a football team that just can't simply go on two at home. There's nothing more football 101 basic is you've got a team that is not disciplined enough to use a snap count, the basic snap count at home. Like that is a major preparation problem. That is a major focus problem. That's a major discipline problem, right? You were one of the most penalized teams in the league early on, and that went away for 4 or 5 weeks, and here we are again, 9 penalties, 83 yards. You're undisciplined. I just don't know how many things we have to put on the list that literally the check engine light is flashing on all these different things before we are literally treading water in the deep end. Like everybody. Like we got to get past this. It can be fixed and we got to be better. Like you're running out of time and you got a lot of things that you got to fix.
Texting coming in. I am sky is falling. I think everything is fixable for the Texans, but this team seems disgusted at the idea at doing things differently, and it's frustrating. As you said, man, it is. There are a multitude of things. It is not just one thing. But like I could hold on the whole way if it was the CJ who. Just nothing seemed to bother him. He could make anything work. He could fix anything. He could work like it. But that part is gone, and it makes everything else heightened, right? And you know that's a big reason to me why I'm much closer to that place. Someone text in, I'm out until they make coaching changes. All right, we're there, baby. We're there. Listen, I can't. You lose to the Titans the way they did yesterday. I at least give you a day. I at least give you a day to blow off some steam. Hopefully tomorrow, maybe we've taken a deep breath and we're in a better place. Remember, coming up behind us, a coach's show with D'Amico Ryans, and then Monday Night Football coverage beginning right here at 7 o'clock. As soon as that's over. Ravens at Chargers. All right, Tyler. Let's hear it. What are the best bets tonight?
Yes, Monday Night Football tonight, Ravens at the Chargers at SoFi Stadium, and I got 6 best bets for you. If you're new to sports betting and you don't know this kind of benchmark, you want to aim for 60% at minimum success on any amount of wagers you do. If you do that, you're supposed to walk away at either even or a little money in your pocket. Last week on Best Bets had 70% success. So follow these bets, get you some money. Houston, I got your back. Just follow me. Follow the leader to the money.
I need you to stay at 70%, T. I'm not in this thing to break even.
Okay, 6 bets.
Wow.
Here we go.
Okay.
God. First one, I'm on the Chargers +3.5 tonight against the Ravens. I teased that a little bit, so the odds are a little higher, but +3.5 for the Chargers. I'm on the under for this game tonight, under 51. And then I got 4 player props for you. Here's the list. Rashad Bateman, Ravens receiver, under 3.5 receptions tonight. Isaiah Likely, Ravens tight end, over 25.5 receiving yards tonight. Lamar Jackson, I got him throwing at least one pick tonight. The interception prop at +115. Mm. And then my last one for you is the other quarterback in this game, Chargers quarterback, Justin Herbert. I'm on over 1.5 touchdown passes for Herbert tonight at minus 120. Those are the best bets. You got six of them. Clint, Ron, which ones you like?
Clint, my favorite one is that Herbert one.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, that's one he's been rolling. By the way, my man's got one pick on the season. It happened in week two. But he has been rolling of late. Like they were slow out of the gates, Clint, and they were much more of a running team. And that's where they were built around, no surprise, with what Jim likes to do. But here of late, Clint, my man right here, in the last game against the Bengals, 297 and two touchdowns. 2 weeks ago, 282, two touchdowns. The week before that, 279, two touchdowns. 350 he threw against Arizona. And this is, I know for most of the year, has been the worst secondary pass defense in all of football, the Ravens. So I feel like he has a field day today.
I like the Justin Herbert over 1.5 touchdowns as well. Boy, I tell you what, this defense, Baltimore's pass defense, do. If they ain't worst in the league, they're 31st.
Let's keep the heater going.
So, yeah, I like that Justin Herbert.
Likely is not a bad one either. It's just sometimes it goes up and down with it. Likely is not a bad one. I feel like Lamar's probably going to go off tonight. He's had to sit here and just listen to this Josh Allen stuff for a full week. And what happened with Pittsburgh. I think he may go off tonight. All right. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Appreciate D'Amico Rines for joining the show, kind of. But we are handing it off to him right now. The D'Amico Rines Coaches Show coming up right behind us. Monday Night Football is after that. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. When the day that lies ahead of me
seems impossible to face, you're gonna get hard.
Bundle Rooski, Bundle Rooski.